Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and we have our other host,
your co-host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. Good evening.
Good evening and welcome. We are going to have today part two of our discussion about the American flag and Black Lives Matter and the economic effect it has on our community. And tonight we're going to be open for any discussions from any of our listeners to participate in and let us know how you feel about the American flag and Black Lives Matter and the effect or effect that it has on our economics as a Black community. We're going to go to a break here for a moment, and we'll be right back.
Seven three eight three one three seven two. I'll repeat that number for anyone who wishes to participate in tonight's live discussion. That number is 657-383-1372. Brother Aziz, of course, last week's show, we started our discussion, but since then, there has been a continuation of that. But again, unfortunately, there's been some horrifying situations. It stimulates from, of course, the flag, and look like what's going on in this country. I say that because it all has a lot to do with hate.
Yes.
And
absolutely, bro.
You know, you try to focus this hate, look like, on African Americans, some of the most peaceful folks in this country. I mean, I know we have our crime problems, but again, a lot from my discussion last week, and even with some of the veterans, and so the sacrifice that we have made is for our patriotism. It's suddenly there, and there's never been any African Americans. I would say, with the exception of some revolutionaries, such as our brother Nat Turner, who I think was justified, and anyone else who fights for justice and equality. But
yes,
when you just simply fight for hate,
right?
Simply for because you think you are a white person, and thinking I'm a white person gives me this ultimate supremacy consideration, thoughts, and then of course supremacy to the point where you start killing anyone who don't see or go along with what you go along. And then I mean, just having the weapons. I know. I told you I was going to be a little humble this week. I know, I tell you, I promise you.
I know.
But I'm saying it at the same time.
It's terrible.
When you see events like this and the residuals of the hate, the residuals of white supremacy, the residuals of how white folks feel about America, and yet at the same time they're going to tell you that they should set the standards and you want to do what they do, and if they want to stand and put their hands over their heart. But I'm saying, stand and put your hands over your heart, and then open up a machine gun.
You know, Brother Bilal, no matter how educated African Americans become in terms of a profession or a what is known as a trade, or perhaps a career, as proficient as they become in all those endeavors, science, you know, whatever, the residues of slave mentality, as, you know, as one of our African American leaders said, was one of the psychological effects that were on our people. Those residues of slave mentality, it appears, no matter how educated our people get, that still has a stronger hold on them, the education and that slave mentality, than the identity that they should have, and that is identifying with self, having a love for self, wanting to help self. When you want to help self, it's like support self. You know, that's us, family, people that look like you. These are the natural things that you do in creation and humanity. All living creatures support one another before they go outside of whatever their environment is. And that slave mentality has gotten us to the point that we're in. We shouldn't be having to go online or on the radio and other places to try to bring our people together to do business and show them how important it is not to be a consumer, but be a producer as well, because when you're a producer, you have an identity. But when you don't do nothing but consume, that's the only identity you have as a consumer. And the consumer is not respected much because there are all kind of psychological programs and things thrown at you to get you to be a consumer, you know, and you know, don't nobody care about you, but getting you to spend your money, whatever it takes to make you feel like that, because you're not going to be in the same environment that they're in, because that's all you can do is consume, which is like a pig. A pig consumes, they kill themselves.
I understand your problem, and you're absolutely right, Brother Isaiah. The New Africa Business Association, we come on pretty strong and pretty direct, because you're right. That $1.2 trillion of consumer spending that that right there is your stability.
Yes.
As far as financial stability, if we could just turn that around, you're right.
Yes,
and bring it back into our own community, because you're right. It is our group. It is our African Americans that are spending that money. But at the same time, I can't knock the African Americans for being a consumer, because again, when it comes to goods and services, like any other citizens of this country, I want what I want or what I can afford to buy with my money, and I don't want nobody telling me what I can and who I should. As an association or as a community, no, we understand the fact that we simply look at the facts, and the facts are we are spending that type of money to a community.
Yes.
That you're right, that has left us with a mentality that business is something that we should shy away from.
Yes.
And leave up to
others.
Those who know something about running, I suppose, business. It definitely wasn't African Americans. And as a matter of fact, that was the time we know that the horror stories, as a matter of fact, we know we may have the Black Wall Street, the new Black Wall Street, down in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
But we know who is trying again there to stimulate a rich economy that was extremely rich at one time, and our history are in their history. But so again, you have to sometimes recognize your own picture. And like I said many times, as a licensed financial planner, or someone who, if I was to look at the African American as a portfolio, and say whether I should invest into this particular community and business wise, and I see where they are consuming $1.2 trillion, and their participation in business is less than 1%, then yes, I would be interested in investing my money in that. And I think that's the statistics that are kept on us. I know those statistics are kept on us. Again, we don't know it. But they're kept on us because, again, of that huge amount of money that we're spending. But I say at the same time, goods and services, we as Americans, we're going to spend our money on our goods and services. And we're going to live in the mode of living that we want to live or we can afford to live. My thing is that in order to get in on the action, the business action, the business market, the business growth, the opportunities and the independence of being in business, that's where I know we should look collectively.
Yes.
Because that's where our weaknesses are. We are dealing with where one of us are trying to go into a probably a very small business, usually a small head shop or so,
yes,
whereby our competition, and usually that is, like I said, folks coming from all over the world now,
yes,
and coming directly to our communities because of that large amount of spending that African Americans do, you're going to find the businesses in your communities not owned by African Americans, but you use it as an example and know that if it was owned by African Americans, that this is the kind of monies that would be, like you or your point, circulating through your communities. So by all means, we encourage community investments, where one of us can do, the many of us
many
can.
Of us
that,
can.
That's the slogan of the association. So we invite again those of you out there with a business idea. The mics are open. We're going to open the mics for all listeners tonight to share in. You can talk about a business idea. You can give us your opinion on how one should be loyal or responsible to the American flag, and who has those rights. So, Brother Isaiah.
Yes, I really wanted to, you know, talking about us businesses and supporting businesses in the Washington metropolitan area, as well as throughout the nation, African American businesses. We have an event that we talked about last week that's going on in Washington, D.C. And it's coming from the Islamic community, Masjid Muhammad area. And it's an acknowledgement of our pioneers in the community, their service and their sacrifice. And we're going to have a dinner and entertainment. And this dinner and entertainment is going to be featuring the world-renowned Moments.
La, la, la means that I love you.
I mean, you know, right, really, really wonderful voices in that. And they're going to have, which is going to be really, really fantastic, they're going to have the lead singer, Mark Green, with them. And, you know, Mark,
yeah,
a real professional. He's sung all around
the world. I wish I could go to with some of them acts that brother can.
And, you know, and the wonderful part about it is it's going to be in Silver Spring, Maryland, at the Silver Spring Civic Center. And that's at 8525 Fenton Street in Silver Spring, Maryland. And that's Silver Spring Civic Center, 8525 Fenton Street, Silver Spring, Maryland. And we'll be telling you about this again before we leave, because it's very important that you come to this.
That's this weekend, by the way, Isaiah. So
yes,
those of you who are interested in meeting this show, we suggest you call right away. We do have tickets here at the studio.
Yes.
And you can how can they reach us and by the way, Brother Aziz, I think you were saying that anyone who got tickets
that's
tonight,
yes,
he was giving them a special.
Yes.
All
right.
Yes.
Carl, would you like to participate in?
Oh, okay. We have other callers on the radio. Callers are waiting. The mics are open. Brother Isley's and I are just speaking in general. So if you, anyone who is a listener wish to join in on our conversations, we welcome you to just come right on in. Again, our mics are open. Anyone who have any comments, we'll pause for a second for you. Okay,
brother. I'd also like to, you know, again, you know, let the folks out there know that.
Brother Aziz, I think we do have a brother making a comment. The brother. Hello?
That's the way that door is.
Okay, I think they're talking to somebody. Go right here, brother.
Yeah, what I was going to say was this dinner and entertainment featuring the moments with lead singer Mark Green. You know, we have a special guest there also, a singer, a young lady in the community named Casey Martin. And that's another voice of a bird out there, you know, beautiful,
very nice.
Now, what we're offering to our listening community tonight, the tickets are $75, but anyone that calls in tonight or let us, you know, mention that they've listened to our program, we're going to reduce the tickets down to $60. And I mean, this is a real bonus for dinner and entertainment for $60, clean, good entertainment. And it'll be this October the 8th from 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay. All right, brother.
That's from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Silver Spring Civic Center. Mark Green, lead singer with The Moments. Special guest star, Miss Casey Martin. So, you know, again, we'll let you know about this before the show is over. Anyway, you know, Brother Bilal, we were talking about the concerns of the problem that we have now in the country dealing with the flag, the Black Lives Matter movement, as well as the economic effects on our communities. And, you know, all this going on still doesn't negate the fact that we're still spending our money. And we're spending our money buying the things that, you know, that we need. And in the process of doing that, with all that's going on, we still need to establish our businesses in our communities.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, because yeah, the businesses in your community is what governs. It's what governs and gives the power. That is the power in any a community is the business folks. Has always been. I can't remember a time in history where your business folks, along with your politicians today, old days it was the royal courts and the business societies. But it's always been the business society. Has to be the business. Somebody has to have the power, and the power is usually what you can negotiate with. Yes. And in this case, capital, money, is what we negotiate with here in this country. So the capital and the money is what is the power. Again, $1.2 trillion. Mm-hmm. Again, that's last year, that's what we spent. And those statistics are there. I mean, it's on paper for the entire anyone who wants to read the stats on the African American consumer spending. Those stats are there. So again, that is the example. And nothing, like I said, I don't know. I'm glad to see that we have that type of consumer power. But because it tells me that if we should collectively get into business, the monies, the returns should be quite rewarding.
Right. And that's part of our mission, is to not only support African-American business, but our mission is to identify African-American businesses, not only locally, but nationally. And there are new Africa business associations being established around the country to help do this. But we're the blog talk radio show for the entire new Africa business association of the country. And our job, our mission is to not only bring new businesses together where they can network and let the public know more about that, their networking, but also to let you, our listening audience, know about these various businesses locally in the Washington, D.C. area, for sure, Baltimore metropolitan area as well as out in Virginia.
And see, that's what the station is all about. New Africa Business, the reason we have the New Africa Business Association established a radio station is to do just that. Identify business activities in our communities, and business ideas that someone will have.
Yes.
So with that said, our mics are open. Anyone who wishes to join in on our discussion this evening, the number to call in is 657-383-1372. Again, Brother Aziz, that number is 657. Sorry, 657. Go ahead, Brother Aziz.
Yes, our
657-383-1372.
Yeah.
So with that said, anyone who wishes to join us, the mics are open, and we welcome your suggestions, your conversation, or your comments. We do have several callers calling with you on the air and wish to share any comments.
Terrible events, violent events that's happening around the country, and that, you know, and especially the Black Lives Matter, you know, and all of the hooping and howling about the disrespect the flag, you know, we are veterans of the military, as well as decorated veterans, combat veterans that really fought for the Constitution of the country. The flag is just a symbol, like, you know. And, you know, we get tied up into, you know, the everything that's going on about the brothers saying what's not going on under the, you know, the flag and what that flag represents and all that there. But the big issue is for us as African Americans is constitutional rights being violated, you know. That should be the focus, because there's a U.S. code called U.S. Code 301, and this U.S. code tells you how the flag is disrespected. And the flag, in every way that you see it being displayed today, is disrespectful according to the code. And kneeling down is not one of them. Wearing flags on your clothing, wearing flags like beach towels, having them on your bumper stickers, and they open display like they do out on the football field when they have this big flag spread all out, that's illegal. That's against the U.S. code, and it says that is a disrespect to the flag. So if more people was informed about that in the code, then they would be able to know that all these other people out here that's raising all this hoopla and all that, they're uninformed citizens. And they don't know what they're acting like a fool for.
So you're saying it's the same thing I think that many are saying, is that no one has the right to say how any American or any person that comes into this country has a right to tell someone how they should represent the flag or any other symbols.
Right. Well, the flag, as long as you're not violating what the government says you're doing.
Right.
And nothing,
right.
Kneeling down,
yeah.
You know, none of that has nothing to do with it.
In other words, you have a choice. If you want to kneel down, kneel down. If you want to stand, stand.
Yeah,
if you want to sit down.
Absolutely.
If you want to put your hands in your ear.
Right.
And not even hear the recitals. You have that right. That's your constitution. That's the First Amendment.
And it don't
right.
Say nothing on there about you having to put your hand on your chest.
No, other than the military.
In the military, you know what you have to do.
Yeah.
Salute.
Well, again, if you, you know,
you
got
to salute.
Yeah. Well, they tell us when you're driving on the military post.
You're supposed to stop.
You're supposed to stop and put
your hand. Get out your car.
Yeah. You know, that's the
yeah.
That's the protocol there.
So,
and which was, again, brother, as like I said, when it comes to, and like we're war veterans, and when it comes to, and we fought for the right for Americans to have the right to do as they please, as long as they were, as long as the state within the frame, justice and equality, and the pursuit of happiness for all.
Right.
That you can do it any way that you did, as long as you ain't violating anybody's
right. The Constitution.
But when someone wants to be supreme over you, and you have a president who started calling our mothers out of their respectful names and putting titles on our sisters and our mothers, that ain't nothing but just pure hate.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing really to do with the flag.
Mm-hmm.
It, you hide behind the flag. It's just something to hide behind to show your hate, because again, the Nazis, the skinheads, all of them used that flag. The Ku Klux Klan, all of them used that flag in their own symbolic ways.
Yeah.
And no one, matter of fact, you know, Brother Aziz, I don't know if you heard the news. Last night I was watching the news. I forgot the guy that had bought on the news, but he was a pretty popular white man. And he said that his comments, and he was being sincere. He said that he thought that it was time for all Muslims, for all African Americans,
mm-hmm.
and all of the nation, all of Black Muslims, the Nation of Islam, but his comments was that we all should come together because of what had happened in Las Vegas. And I thought about that. I said, you know what? Of course, African Americans, Muslims, I don't care whether you're Black Muslims or you're foreign Muslims or what have you, ain't have nothing to do with that sheep. We had nothing at all to do. But again, I never heard him say anything about the Ku Klux Klan, about the Nazis, about the skinheads, about all the white supremacists and all the folks who call themselves white. I never heard him say that they all should all come together. I didn't hear him call them out in this thing of unity. And like I said, the folks he's calling out said that we should come and talk. It didn't have nothing to do with the shooting. But it's a good possibility that the man who killed all those folks with a machine gun. There's a good possibility he could be a Nazi or a Ku Klux Klan or one of those groups. I know one thing, he's one of those folks who call themselves white. And that's another subject we're going to leave for another day. But, you know, Brother Aziz, you and I both went on Hajj.
Right.
Well, we met the entire world.
Right, yes.
And we know when we went over there and met the entire world, we met a world that was a mixed breed from all parts of all globes of the world.
Right.
And I was amazed when I met so many Africans, of folks who was on the other side of the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
But just like white folks.
Right.
Just as nice as they didn't know anything about being white.
Mm-hmm.
Had no idea what it was to be a white man. So it made me come back and realize, wait a minute.
No.
You know, who is a white man? If I did a DNA test, I can guarantee you all the millions and billions of folks on the globe of this earth, I don't think I'll find a white man nowhere in that DNA test. What do you, I mean, you know?
Yeah, the the whole white supremacist concept, you know, it still is, even though we may have met those people that look like Caucasians and all that from different places, if there's people of color in the countries where they are, they still don't get treated the same.
Huh.
Now, you know, that's the effect it has on all people. And, you know, we can't rely on the sources. And that we know the Arab is prejudiced as hell. And different people are, you know, really prejudiced like that against people of color. So that's why we're speaking not in a racist tone, but, you know, we're talking about, and this is what we have to talk about when we're talking about supporting African-American businesses and establishing businesses. This is for us, not an individual, but for us as a community of people, for the future of our children. We can't, you know, it's like...
I go along with all of this. Brother, I got to go back on the comment you just said. I can't accuse no one of being prejudiced, no nationality of being prejudiced, other than the nationality that I know that I can put my fingers on and prove is prejudice. And I've never known any people to be, just like I said, I've never known a human being to be white. I've never known any people to be prejudiced other than Europeans and folks right here in America.
That's what I was
saying.
So
again, when it comes to saying that the Arabs are prejudiced or the Africans, I can't point again until I can prove that.
Yeah.
I know what we saw. You saw your differences,
but the country.
But I
didn't
see. But I'm saying when it comes to a person hating you because of the color of your skin, I didn't see that nowhere after I crossed that Mediterranean. I only saw that on this side of the Mediterranean, and I still don't see it. As a matter of fact, like I said, I don't even accept the fact that there is white people even nowhere in the world. I think folks who call themselves white, this is where it all starts. This is where it all starts as far as the separatism and the white supremacy.
Well, you know, to really pinpoint it, it's racism. Really.
It is racism, and it's right. I don't see it going beyond. No one acts the way we act in the world. I can't blame it on any other nationality other than right here in the United States.
That's right.
Where else do you go in a church is all white on Sundays? And the other church, both are Baptists.
Yep.
But it's black church, and both are racist. The biggest day of racism is on Sundays.
Very sinful, bro. Very sinful.
The biggest day of racism is on Sundays. That's
very
America.
Sinful. No reason why they be. And that's the one good thing I'm glad that we're able to do. Anyone we see. Now, we may go to some places where the people aren't as friendly as they should be. But however, they know the rules, they know where their heart should be, so you're right, we're not going to see that kind of behavior.
No, and I'll be honest, it's a subject that I wish we didn't have to discuss.
Well, a lot of the Caucasians are saying, like the coach for the San Antonio Spurs, go Popovich.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, if you saw him smile, you better take a picture of it because he don't smile.
Right, yeah.
Well, I saw him on ESPN the other night come out with a speech, Brother Bilal.
Mm-hmm.
Man, did he tell? He says, you know that it's wrong. It's been wrong for a long time. We've had this white privilege. Yeah, I've had it.
Yeah.
And it's been wrong.
Yeah.
These people have fought in three wars for our country. I'm saying, listen to this. They fought in three wars for our country and come back.
You
mean for the African Americans?
Okay,
said.
Right.
Yeah, I should say. He said, with these the African Americans have fought in three wars for this country, and they come back to this prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
Do they come back for not having the same rights under the Constitution?
Yeah.
He said, we know it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and most Caucasian white people like me, y'all don't want to have a discussion about it because now you got to get serious.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to come to the truth. and know that it's wrong.
And see, that's the recognition.
I said, listen to him.
And see, that's the recognition I'm calling for when I say, if you call yourself a white person, you've got to come to the reality that you've been taught white supremacy.
It's wrong.
And in order for you and me or anyone else, because I can understand the fact, you don't even realize you're white supremacist.
Right.
You see. But again, that can be a start because, I have to ask that question. You know, prove to me you're a white person. Hell, I can prove to you I'm a black man.
Well,
but prove to me that there are some white peoples in this world somewhere.
Yeah.
And now we can start from there. But
yeah.
until you can prove to me that those who say anything about I'm a white person, then you was taught white supremacy because, again, you was taught something misleading right from the beginning. But I can understand this been going on for so long.
Yes, you know, well, again, you know, with all this going on, you know, we still have to promote these in our African-American businesses.
Oh, and see, that's why I say I don't like talking about, because it's not profitable, I'll put it that way, when you start for a business person to start talking about racial issues, because it's going to disturb his clientele somewhere. Remember, my clientele ain't just black.
Right.
So again, me as a business person, I want to be neutral. I don't
right.
want, but at the same time, as an African American, I can't sit back and say, Black lives don't matter, or I can ignore because I'm a businessman, I'm a successful African American, and ignore the fact that those who are less fortunate. And I've been through, I'm still going through racism. I went into a military, went into a war under a system of segregation. But still, my patriotism and our patriotism as African Americans have us to where we are here. And me as an entrepreneur, like I said, who wants to talk about the subject? But again, it's my responsibility to join with my community when especially catastrophical things, and especially when they think it's coming from the police department, when they think it's coming from the judiciary communities, when they think it's coming from every important element that governs and regulates our governments and our society, and the society thinks that society is wrong, racist, and hateful. So again, I'll be glad when all of this is over. But at the same time, since it's going on, and the battle of racism is being discussed with words, then yes, I have my words because of my experience with racism. And every African American has his words out here because of their experience with racism.
Right. You know, with this going on, this should be expressed like we're expressing this, you know, through our African American leaders. The masjids, the churches, and the synagogues, if we have African American leaders there. And the thing about it is like people have to realize that African Americans, unless they come from Africa,
mm-hmm.
unless they come from Africa here,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, become African Americans,
mm-hmm.
unlike us, those Africans that become African Americans, they come from tribes, people
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
with histories.
Oh, yeah.
And they have just an obligation to do business with one another, to support one another.
You cannot make the comparison, Brother Aziz.
Oh, no. What I'm saying
is, that comparison cannot be made because that African never lost his identity.
That's what I'm trying to get. Mm-hmm.
You see, so it's not a fair comparison to make. And it's a shameful thing to look at But still, it's not a fair comparison to make, because we our conditions is a much boy, I tell you words for such horrible conditions, but it's horrible.
That's right. That's what I was leading up to. See, now, knowing that they come from these tribes, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have something to identify with. Here, with the conditions we've been through and everything, why can't we identify as a people? Well, I mean, excuse me, whatever your
we do. I think
whatever
your
color is of us.
I think we do identify as a people. But the thing about it, Brother Aziz, is like I said, we have to become vested. In order to grow and become, you see, the United States is about investing, a group invest, a community investment. When you're growing your communities, it's not done by one person.
Right.
So I see it's a community thing that we have to somehow. It's that community thing that we have to somehow become to get connected, to get unified. And that's why, like I said, the New Africa Business Association here in the Washington metropolitan area, and then all of the business associations throughout our country, because we are affiliated with the national association, and we all are trying to do the same thing: identify African American businesses by having the networking with these businesses through every communication channel that we possibly can use. Blog radio just happened to be one of them, but if there's other communication, many other and like I said, as a national association, once a year, we get with our national association, which is the National Muslim Business Council. Now, of course, we're going to be at, there are many events getting ready to come up here. Like I said, this weekend, we're going to be honoring our pioneers with the moments. Like I said, those of you who want tickets, if you call in this evening, we got about 15 more minutes. And you can pick up the tickets for the show and dinner with the moments as our entertainers. Brother Aziz, you want to share just...
Yeah, I just got a flash bulletin in, and it's for those who are listening to me. This is for Brother Aziz. Brother Bilal said that he would sell you those tickets if you called in and left your name with us at area code 202-903-7278 or area code 202-288-5660. Now, that is what Brother Bilal has said. Well, the tickets are $75 a piece. What we're going to do to really, really try to invite you in for a dinner and the opportunity to listen to the moments with
the moments. Remember that song they did, la la la. What they say, la 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 means I love you.
Yes,
that's gonna be a nice show.
Brother Bilal, I want to throw some money into the kitty, and it's only to bring more people on out to really show some appreciation for the pioneers in our community and the sacrifices they made.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna lower that price down to $50. From the $75, we're gonna take $25 off it, and I'm gonna fill it in the gap.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got about 15 minutes,
and you have to call in.
You got about 15 minutes.
You call in to either one of us, Brother Bilal. That would be 202-288-5660, or Brother Aziz at area code 202-903-7278. And if you call us and give us your name, we will give you your tickets for $50 to come and have a dinner, listen to the moments with Lee Taylor Mark Green. And this event is taking place at the Silver Spring Civic Center at 8525 Fenton Street, Silver Spring, Maryland. And also, there's parking across the street free parking. And don't forget, with the moments, we have lead singer Mark Green, and I didn't tell you about it, but it's a special surprise. We have special guest singer Casey Martin, and you're in for a real treat to hear Casey. Again, this is October the 8th, this coming Sunday, from 5 to 7 p.m., and this is sponsored by the Concerned Muslims. Brother Bilal, do we have any callers that want to participate that you know? We have open mic callers. We have any callers out there that would like to participate. We have about 8 minutes left in the program.
Any comments anyone want to make on this, what they've heard this evening, or any comments that you may have yourself? Our mics are open for the next 12 minutes. The call-in number is 657-383-1372. Callers, the mics are open. Okay, I think all callers are still are taking interest in maybe what we're saying, Aziz, hopefully.
Yes.
But, so yes, there are several large events that are coming up, and many of them are going to be on this radio station. We're going to have some real important business owners. One of the brothers, like I said, owns a car dealership. We're also looking for some of these business owners to be here in December. As you know, a time to be grateful. The Muslim Journal, a time to be grateful. They're national program is going to be held here in Washington, D.C. this year. So I know that's being planned. I'm a little early on making the announcements, but I don't see where I'm making the announcements prematurely, but that is something that will be coming up in the near future, is a time to be grateful. And that will be here in the Washington metropolitan area this year. So again, we got about 6 or 7 more minutes. Those of you who are in the presence of our voice, we know we have several callers listening. If you would like to make any comments on Black Lives Matter, the American flag, or business, or business ideas, or some suggestions that you may have, or comments that you would like to make, you can certainly make them right now. Callers, the mics are open.
You know, Brother Bilal, I'd like to also mention that, you know, in the Black Lives Matter movement, nothing matters more about Black lives than Black lives being in business.
Yes.
You know, that's the real big matter. Because if Black Lives Matter were in business, then, you know, we wouldn't be out here getting all these racial slurs, these comments, and everything about the African community about not being productive. Because just like Black Wall Street, but perhaps today there's a lot more protection that exists for Black businesses that are established.
Brother Aziz mentioned Black Wall Street. Do we have someone on from the Black Wall Street organization?
Yes, you do.
Caller?
As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. I thought I recognized some from that area. Oklahoma, yes, go right ahead. As-salamu alaykum. How you guys doing out there?
Yes, sir. We're doing pretty good. Thank you. All praise be to Allah.
We've been sitting here. I think you guys have been on hold for the last few minutes. You know, we look forward to your participation.
Yes, yes.
I know on the 28th, I'm making an announcement. On the 28th of October, we're going to be celebrating our Dashiki Nation. Brother Nick, he will be having his annual festival here at the New Black Wall Street Marketplace. If anyone is in our area, we would love to have you to come out and participate with us. Several activities will be going on. We're going to have performers dancing and doing tribal dance from the motherland. It's just going to be a lot of things going on that particular day. So we would love to have you to join us.
How
and if
can
not, then you
get information or get your email on your event?
We will most certainly forward that to you.
Okay.
But you can also go to the New Black Wall Street Marketplace website, and it surely is on there for all to see.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go ahead and give us the website for those who are listening?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Just look up the New Black Wall Street Marketplace.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Thanks so much, sister.
Yes,
and that's just another example. Like I said, that's Oklahoma City out there in Oklahoma. Like I said, the New Africa Business Association, we're spread it wide. This is not something that is just happening where Brother Aziz and I are sitting there in front of a mic. No, this type of activity is going on all over the country. And like I said, once a year, we all get together for our national business conference. And like I and also the Muslim Journal, which we strongly support, is having their event. I think I should be getting some information on it pretty soon, or some of you out there that are with the Muslim Journal, you may want to get in contact and start giving us more information. But I will be getting more information on the Muslim Journal, A Time to Be Grateful. We have about 3 or 4 more minutes. Any of the callers that are on the air, the mic is still open. Welcome callers.
There is something else, Brother Lyle, I'd like to mention to our listeners out there that when they hear us talking about different affairs that Muslims are having and that, want them to know, you know, the name of this program is the New Africa Business Association, and we're concerned with all African Americans, whether you're Christian, Muslim, or Jew. You're African American.
Especially our Christian brothers.
Yes.
That's where our real power is at. So
that's right.
Again, and I'm glad you brought that up, Brother Aziz. We're going to have to talk about more about this. We got a couple of minutes.
Right.
But the Christians is the economical power.
Absolutely.
And and one of the advantages you Christian brothers will have by joining with us is that we are set up nationally. We don't have to worry about going through a whole bunch of different denominations in order to get started a local and national program, because we are one denomination. It's easy for us to spread ourselves nationally because we're one brotherhood, we're one community, and of course, our God is one God.
Let me say this.
So, by all means, brother,
so there's one thing that I want to add to what you're just saying there. Most all of the 7-Elevens, these convenience stores and all that, are run by people of Indian descent, right? You see Hindus and Muslims working together all over the country. Two totally opposite religions, totally opposite, right? But they all come from the same place. So what we're saying to our African-American brothers, whatever you are, Christian, Jew, or whatever, we all want to work together and support one another in our businesses.
So with that said, Brother Aziz, until next week,
my days have grown so lonely. For you I cry, for you kneel only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body. I spend my days in longing. You know it's you that I am longing. Oh, I tell you, I you by the episode. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you throw away romance. Are you pretending?
Hey, Hassan.
It looks like the ending.
Hassan.
Unless I can have one more chance to prove dear.
Hey, brother, son.
My life a wreck. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. Oh, I tell you, I mean it.
So, man, who was that you was arguing with, man? You heard